Page 96. Yes, you can. Oprah's legacy on display.
The Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture is opening a new exhibit this week to celebrate the life and career of Oprah Winfrey. Gail is in Washington, where she previewed the Watching Oprah exhibit with Oprah Winfrey yesterday. Hi, Gail. Yes. Good morning.
That sounds so cool, doesn't it? The Watching Oprah exhibit with Oprah. But, John, this is what I'm thinking at this moment. I really, really wish I had your wordsmith skills at this moment so I could put into words how I feel. Yesterday and today and walking into this room and seeing it again, it's humbling, it's overwhelming, and in Oprah's words, it's surreal. So how many people are alive who get exhibits? That's what Oprah asked as we walked through the 4,300 square foot Smithsonian exhibition, showcasing the artists that shaped her and the culture that she changed forever. She is receiving this rare honor for her extraordinary impact, and extraordinary is a word I have to say, on the millions of viewers around the world who tuned in weekly for more than two decades. We were with her when she saw the exhibit for the first time. Wow. With a tour from the best museum director a girl could have, Lonnie Bunch.
Hey, Lonnie Bunch.
Welcome to Watching Oprah.
We're watching Oprah.
We're so pleased.
Watching the Oprah Winfrey Show and American culture. I love it.
Basically, what we've got here is how the world shaped you. So we really frame civil rights era.
Because 1954,
exactly.
I often say this, I was born at the right time. I was born when the Supreme Court ruled that segregated public schools were unconstitutional. Even though things didn't turn around immediately, it was a sense of hope and change.
I love this mural of every show you've ever done.
Wow.
With the dates and everything.
Is that every show she's done?
Every show from the Oprah Winfrey Show.
4,561.
And Lonnie, number one the whole time. I've been there from the beginning, and so to see it like this, I am full and I'm so proud. There's nobody like her, and you've got to come see it. It opens on Friday.
Thank you so much, Gail. We'll see it.
Copyright CBS News.